The Greatest Escape by Neil Churches, read by Adam Fitzgerald. Prologue. Sydney, Australia, in late spring. Standing at the door is a tall stranger asking for my father. It's 1972, a Saturday afternoon. Dad is playing golf. Mum is out the back gardening. It's left to me to tear myself away from Tolkien and answer the door. I'm 14. A man is waiting there, dressed to the nines. A grey silk suit, sky blue tie, tailored shirt and Italian shoes. His grey hair and moustache are perfectly groomed, his nails manicured. I've met many well-dressed salesmen by now. Our house is often full of them, drinking, smoking, dancing, telling unlikely stories, paying court to my father. This man is not like that. The stranger is quiet, with an edge of nervousness. I am calling to see Mr. Ralph Churches. His accent is Middle European. Mr. Churches is playing golf, I explain. Might be out for a while. I wish to wait for him. I'm now beyond my pay grade. I bolt through the house and down the stairs to the garden. Mom, there's this guy with an accent looking for Dad. He wants to wait until Dad gets back. From then on, it is Mum's show. The polite inquiries and rituals of welcome, the weather, coffee or tea, while the stranger perches on the edge of his chair, ready to spring up. Fascinated, I hang around. This is far more interesting than Frodo moaning through Mordor. Half an hour later, we hear Dad's car turn into the drive. He must have won, as he's singing to himself in German. The key turns in the door. The stranger is on his feet. Unsettled, he's feeling all his pockets as though he has lost something. Mum goes to the door and has a quiet word with Dad. By the time Dad enters the living room, the stranger has relaxed again. In his hand, he holds a small black and white photograph showing a column of men climbing a hill. The stranger reaches out his other hand. The handshake is firm, his eyes intense. Ralph, it's Cholo. I've been looking for you for over 25 years. Dad processes, brightens, then roars with delight. A bear hug turns into a shuffling dance. Mum brings out three glasses of Schlivovitza. Cholo gives the photo to Ralph, my dad. That's me on the left, Schweig, Franjo, then you and Les. The party that follows lasts 2 days, Dad insisting that Cholo stays with us. It is during these 2 days of revels that I hear the ridiculous news. My boisterous, sarcastic father is a secret hero. The story comes out in fits and starts. The photo, Dad has seen it before, Mum has seen it before. It shows a young version of Dad wearing a slouch hat in a pine forest. There are at least 50 men strung out down a hill behind him. Dad won't give a straight answer to any of my questions, but Cholo and Mum become a double act to line up the bones of the past. Dad fleshes out a detail here and there. A lot of it sails straight over my 14-year-old head. I knew that Dad had been in the army during the war. That was the limit of my knowledge. That day I learned that the Germans captured him in Greece. Why he had been in Greece was a mystery to me. He was held as a prisoner of war in a camp in what I knew as Yugoslavia. With his gift for mimicry, he taught himself German and was elected camp leader, negotiating on behalf of his fellow prisoners. He escaped and in some woods came upon partisans who were fighting against the Germans. He persuaded them to come back with him and liberate his camp. Then, a real adventure began. The photograph Cholo brought had been taken during the escape. The whole episode was an official secret, and Dad was under orders not to talk about it. Cholo was one of the partisans who had helped Dad. He was free to talk. Now the last 6 months made sense. Over the previous winter, Dad and Mum had taken their first long-haul trip together. He took 3 months long service leave for a tour, Greece, Yugoslavia, Germany, France, and the UK.